It was in 1580 that Campion and Persons, with Ralph Emerson, were chosen for the first English mission. Persons crossed the channel first and, posing as a jewelry maker, successfully evaded suspicion. On June 24, 1580, Campion and Emerson followed Persons across the English Channel, making their way to London. Their official mission was for the preservation and augmentation of the faith of the Catholics of England. The English mission was coordinated with covert efforts of Pope Gregory XIII to finance a Catholic mission to Ireland to assist the Irish rebellion against Elizabeth. This put the English authorities on high alert when it came to catching priests and guaranteed brutal treatment of the priests they found. It was with this realization that Campion and Persons wrote out a declaration of their intentions in the event that they were captured by the English authorities. In Campion's declaration, he wrote unequivocally, I quote, "Be it known to you that we have made a league, all Jesuits in the world, whose succession and multitude must overreach all the practices of England, cheerfully to carry the cross you shall lay upon us, and never to despair your recovery while we have a man left to enjoy your Tyburn." For Walsingham and the English government, this was a direct challenge to the national security of England and to the Queen. Soon after their arrival in London, Campion and Persons separated from each other to travel around England and provide spiritual guidance to the English Catholics living underground. Word quickly spread that Campion was in England, and Catholics everywhere wanted to hear him preach. After a year of touring the country in secret, performing secret masses, and hearing confessions, the English authorities were closing in. It was on July 11, 1581, that Campion left Persons for the last time to visit the Yates family, who lived outside of Berkshire. Upon his arrival, he refused to call attention to himself by preaching or meeting with any of their Catholic neighbors. After his departure, the Yates family confirmed their neighbors' suspicions that Campion had been to visit. Outraged that they had missed him, they sent a messenger to intercept him and bring him back to preach. In attendance at this sermon was the priest hunter, George Eliot, yet another secret agent of Sir Francis Walsingham. After Campion's sermon, Eliot left the Yates house to summon the local authorities, and soon after, Campion was arrested and imprisoned. 4 months later, Campion's trial took place on November 20th, 1581. He was charged with plotting to assassinate Queen Elizabeth and attempting to plan a foreign invasion. The English government was reluctant to charge Campion with Catholic proselytizing because of the fear that Campion would be celebrated as a martyr to his faith. Instead, they played on the popular fears that foreign governments were plotting to invade England. Campion was found guilty of treason and hanged on December 1, 1581. With Campion gone, the government threw all of their resources into finding Persons, who, realizing that he was no longer safe in England, fled for the European continent.